Gold Weekly is proudly sponsored by Goldfields, the complete gold company. Buy growth, buy gold, buy Goldfields.
Hilton Davies from SA Bullion joins us now. Hilton, on an auspicious occasion for the gold price, went through $1,000 an ounce. The last time it did this was in March last year. And at that point in time, well, things were very different. Are you expecting, unlike Paul Walker told us earlier in the week, that it might be able to hold above 1,000 this time?
I think long run, the story is very clear. I think short run, it's anyone's guess. I wouldn't be surprised to see us bouncing around these levels for quite a while, though.
So getting through 1,000 is not that big a deal?
I don't see it as a big deal. It's a number that people like to latch on to, but it's just another number in an infinite continuum. But it's nice to see it go through the level, but I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see a few more crosses over it.
I mean, record inflows into exchange-traded funds all around the world, gold exchange-traded funds, that is. I guess that wouldn't surprise you, but what do you think about that long-term prospect for bullion?
I think the story really is that gold is a currency. In bad times, gold is a currency. In good times, gold is a commodity. And we're into the bad times. And I think it's a generational story. And I think that in these bad times, we'll probably see cash delivering pretty poor returns. And the expectation by gold investors is that the gold return will outperform the cash return.
So gold rather than US dollars or euros?
Exactly.
We heard today that China is going to be issuing renminbi bonds to global investors for the first time. I guess that also shows us that people are looking for alternatives.
Exactly. China is also very big on pushing gold right now to their populace as well.
Yes, we had a story on that on MineWeb, which I think had 25,000 people from around the world reading it. So there clearly is interest in not only in the Western world about what happens in China, but the Chinese people themselves. Do you know if they have been responding yet to that call?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
What about the best option or the best investment in gold? We have New Gold's exchange-traded fund listed on the JSE. Some people have Kruger Rands. What do you prefer?
I think New Gold is great. I think it has its limitations. It's when buying New Gold, one's buying an unsecured debenture. And so I think one has to bear in mind that it's a listed product, and listed products can go down with the tide, as with all listed products. And so it's not to be confused with gold. It's not the same as owning physical gold.
The problem, of course, is that physical gold in South Africa is priced in rands, and the rand gold price hasn't exactly done well.
Well, any form of gold, whether it's derivative gold or physical gold. So you're quite right. Recently, gold has performed abysmally in rand, and that's due to the rand strength. So really the big question is where to for the rand from here.
So if you're a rand bull, you wouldn't be buying gold yet?
I would agree. I think if you were saying, gee, the rand's had a tremendous run, and maybe now is the time to take some cash off the rand's table, I think that person would be saying this is a very good opportunity.
Hilton Davies is with SA Bullion.
Gold Fields brings gold to the world. We are a truly global company, providing global investors with unparalleled returns in an unparalleled commodity. We are driven by our success, and we are committed to continue giving our shareholders the gains they have come to expect, both in share price growth and dividend yield. And we, in turn, offer our investors gold in its pure, unhedged form. In Goldfields.
The SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb was brought to you by Discovery Invest. Success is inevitable with Discovery Invest, an authorized financial services provider. It's exactly 6:30. Time for Game Plan.
Game Plan with Quena Morgan.